We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
737 100.1 FM, AM 1020 News Radio, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. It'll be a big day Sunday. Heinz Field, Steelers hosting the Ravens. Steelers are 4-point home underdogs. When has that been the case? It's been a while.
Defensive captain Cam Hayward said yesterday, did Mike Tomlin's message to the team resonate?
You really don't know if it's received until how the game plays out. We're judged off of wins and losses. Coach has been hard on us, and we didn't get the job done. And there's a number of times where we're falling short. And to acknowledge that is huge, but to learn from that is even better.
Every Friday at this time, we check in with former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch, brought to you by
Parks Casino Sportsbook, my betting app, mobile app, and casino of choice. The home team based right here in Pennsylvania. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code KDKA. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, fellas?
We'll be better if we can find a way to beat the Ravens Sunday, but let's start with last week. You watching the game, how did you feel as a former player and now at times as a fan watching the progression of what happened in Cincinnati?
Well, it's almost trifold, to be honest with you. You know, obviously you're speaking from a former player perspective, and then obviously, you know, I still have to talk about it in the media, and that's just tough to kind of watch because, you know, you try to be as, you know, transparent as possible, and unfortunately when they play and put on a performance in the manner that they did, yeah, they deserve to be criticized. And it was probably one of the toughest weeks all around that I've been around for a long time.
Yeah, it was a tough week, and there was a lot of criticism, and like you said, it was warranted. But did it surprise you that somebody like Ryan Clark said this Pittsburgh defense ain't jack, or some of the comments that Rocky Blyer brought forth as well?
Yeah, I think when you look at, you know, just kind of the history of things, you know, when people see Pittsburgh on the schedule, you know, they know they're going to bring, you know what you're essentially getting, and teams fear that. And they, you know, try to say, hey, it's Pittsburgh week. We need to match their intensity and those type of things. So it almost was a sense that we, as players, used to say, hey, we show up, you know, pretty much we think we're going to win. And unfortunately, you know, these guys have to prove it now because it's been a long time since you've had a consistent winner. And I say winner, meaning Super Bowl victors, because around here they don't celebrate division winners. If you don't win at all, that season is all forgot, and players understand that, and you realize that, man, you have to, you know, create a legacy, and that means winning a Super Bowl. If you don't do it, you're just another team.
And they have had to deal with so many injuries and COVID protocols, and all of these things factor in, yet is there enough there to give Steeler fans some hope that it isn't over this season yet?
Yeah, I think there's something there, but it's slim. And I say that only because the lack of depth that's on this roster right now. You know, if all of our starters are healthy, there's no question about it. We're competing and probably come out on top every single time. But now you include, you know, just part of the time, this part of the season, you have injuries that are happening. You have no idea whenever somebody may go onto a COVID list. So these things that you can't control. And unfortunately, when you don't have the depth on the roster, it's hard to uphold that standard is a standard mentality, because there's a huge drop-off as it relates to starters and backups.
Now, the Ravens have been involved in some very close games and some very low-scoring games as well. However, October 24th, they got hammered by the Cincinnati Bengals 41-7, and the Steelers got beat by the Bengals last week 41-10. Is this going to be a low-scoring game?
I don't know. I was actually looking at the weather report, and, you know, obviously it's going to be in the mid-50s when it starts, but when does that rain play a factor? Because I think close towards the end of the game, 8 o'clock, it will be raining. But if for whatever reason that happens to kind of creep up, you know, and you now it brings that realm of what the Lions game was when it started raining and we couldn't tackle anybody. So I think it's just a matter of how it unfolds there. But I don't think it's going to be a low scoring game by any means.
How about Lamar Jackson throwing four picks against the Browns and still winning a football game? The odds of that are extreme. And as Kevin indicated, they should have lost four other games, but they have something kind of horseshoe going for them in Baltimore right now, maybe from the old Colts.
They do, and you add those injuries that they have on their roster since training camp. They've been figuring out a way to win. But anytime as a quarterback, you throw four interceptions, you win a game. That lets you know your defense is pretty daggone good. So, you know, Lamar Jackson doesn't always have to have the cape on for them to win. So with that being said, the Steelers are going to have to figure out a way to now force Lamar Jackson into those mistakes that he did last week. And if they're able to force those mistakes, which has been hard to come by this year because we don't blitz as much, we're not creating those turnovers. Those are things that, you know, if you do get those opportunities offensively, you have to convert those into 7 points. Not 3 points, you have to convert them into seven. And if you can get to that point now, you know, that'll give you that flexibility throughout the game, you know, playing with the lead.
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson, quarterback for the Ravens, not happy with his performance last week, saying he, quote, looked like a rookie out there. So he might have a look for redemption this week.
Hey, and now to that point, when you get someone like that eager to now maybe he might try to start forcing plays down the field or maybe doing a little bit extra in the running game. So it's important for those defensive backs or, you know, any defender on there to swipe at that football to see if they can create a turnover.
Charlie, it was so nice to see you and your wife, Latasha, last night. I ran into you serendipitously, and today's a special day for BatchFoundation.org and what you do with Best of the Batch. So we want to share that.
Yes, this is we're in the middle of our holiday drive, and this is our 17th year doing our holiday drive and our second year teaming up with the Hines History Center as we now are collecting unwrapped toys at their facility down there in the Strip District. So we will be down there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we'll be down there collecting unwrapped toys. And this is truly remarkable, and we truly appreciate the relationship that we have with the Hines History Center. They've been phenomenal. We were out earlier in the week collecting toys up in Cranberry at MSA as well. So that both of those guys have been truly, you know, great partners for us, and we're really, truly eager to get out there, meet everybody to come through. And, you know, this year we're actually, you know, trying to collect 8,000 unwrapped toys as we adopted over 161 families this year, and that would impact over 700 kids. So something that you may think is small, a gift as a toy is huge for us because the more toys that we're able to get, the more smiles that we're able to put on kids' faces.
We appreciate what you and your wife and your whole team do each and every day in this town to make the lives of our young people especially better. So thank you, Charlie. And yeah, I got to tell you, last year Kevin went down there and dropped off a toy.
Yes, he did. We appreciate that. And hopefully we get a chance to see him this year. And, you know, just, you know, truly remarkable, you know, how everybody comes around during this holiday time. We all work together. And it's truly great to see. This is why I love Pittsburgh so much, because the impact that we're able to create, and we can't do this by ourselves. We all need help. And when everybody rallies together, it makes for a stronger impact. So we truly appreciate everybody who believes in what we're doing at the Best of the Batch Foundation. So thank you.
I think Kevin was hoping to get an autograph, but we'll work on that later.
10 to 2 today.
We took a picture. It was better.
Charlie, have a great weekend and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Charlie Batch.
10 to 2 at the Hines History Center today. Charlie Batch, brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook, my sports betting app and casino of choice. The home team based right here in Pennsylvania. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code KDKA. Must be 21 and in PA. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.